With so much focus on domestic politics, we should point out there's drama and intrigue abroad as well. Israel's foreign minister, Tzipi Livni, has given up efforts to form a new coalition government after coalition talks with two fundamentalist political parties collapsed. The foreign minister was elected last month by members of the centrist Kadima Party to be its leader, and she was on the path to being prime minister if she could form a new government. But now that's not happening. So what happens now? Joining us now from Jerusalem is NPR's Eric Westerveld. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Allison.
So what does happen now?
Well, it looks like they're heading for snap elections. Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni will ask President Shimon Peres today to call for early elections. They did this after the ultra-Orthodox Shas Party, the largest ultra-Orthodox party in Israel, declined to join a coalition. I mean, the talks sort of fell apart after meeting with their top rabbi and what it calls its Council of Torah Sages. They decided against joining any coalition. They wanted two key things, Allison: an increase in funding for ultra-Orthodox families and children, and a guarantee that the division of Jerusalem wouldn't be negotiated in any peace talks with the Palestinians. Shas strongly opposes any potential division of Jerusalem in talks, and the Palestinians want East Jerusalem as the capital of any future state. So Shas felt it just wasn't getting what it wanted, and it said no.
So what effect will this have on the ongoing peace negotiations with the Palestinians?
Well, it effectively puts them in limbo. I mean, the U.S.-supported Annapolis peace talks are really in tatters. It's been almost a year since those talks were restarted. There's been almost no discernible and substantive progress in those talks. And in theory, Allison, the talks will continue with this caretaker prime minister, Ehud Olmert. But in fact, most here believe talks will be effectively put on hold for the next 4 or 5 months as Israel now heads for new general elections.
And with a minute to go, I want to ask you one more question. Will you explain why this move for early general elections, snap elections as you put them, could pave the way for the political return of a familiar name, Benjamin Netanyahu?
Well, that's right. He's the leader of the opposition right-wing Likud party. He's been calling for early elections, and he's led in some early opinion polls. So he's expected to do pretty well in any early vote, according to these polls. And apparently Shas thinks it can get a better deal from Benjamin Netanyahu if Likud does well in these elections. He opposes sweeping territorial compromises in talks with the Palestinians and opposes the division of Jerusalem. And he increased funding for the ultra-Orthodox when he was prime minister, but cut funding when he was finance minister. So we'll just have to see what kind of deal they get. But 4 months or so from now, it could really be back to where we are right now in Israeli politics, with this fundamentalist Shas party again playing kingmaker in any coalition talks, either with Netanyahu or with Livni, and demanding again more funding and guarantees about Jerusalem.
NPR's Eric Westerveld in Jerusalem. Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome, Allison.